News in brief at Press TV in Pakistan. An anti-government protest march turns violent as police fire in the air and use tear gas to scatter the crowd. Demonstrators were holding sticks and pelting stones at police forces near the parliament in the capital, Islamabad. They want an end to corruption and reforms to solve the country's problems. The number of American troops committing suicide topped the rate of combat deaths in 2012. The Pentagon says nearly 350 active duty troops killed themselves last year. That's over 15% higher than the year before. Nearly 240 American troops were killed while serving in Afghanistan last year. The U.S. Federal Reserve chief argues that Congress should lift the country's borrowing limit in order to avoid a potentially disastrous debt default. Bernanke's remarks come as U.S. lawmakers struggle to hammer out a deal over deep automatic spending cuts. The cuts are postponed until March the 1st. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology launches a probe into its role in the prosecution of Aaron Swartz, an American internet activist who has allegedly committed suicide. He was due to stand trial on charges of stealing documents from the MIT archives. Swartz was a critic of the Obama administration policies. A new report says a large number of women have fled the unrest in Syria, mainly due to horrific levels of sexual violence by armed men. The U.S.-based aid agency, the International Rescue Committee, says over 2 million Syrians have been displaced inside the country over the past 22 months. And women in the Turkish city of Diyarbakir hold a protest rally against the recent killing of three female Kurdish activists in Paris. Thousands of Kurds from across Europe rallied in Paris on Saturday to demand justice for the slain activists. Kurds demand that Turkey help to investigate the killings. And in Egypt, at least 19 military recruits are killed after their train went off the tracks near the capital. The train traveling from Upper Egypt to Cairo was carrying young soldiers to an army camp. Egypt's health ministry says 100 others were also injured in the accident. Well, just a few days after Paris got involved in a military operation in Mali, analysts say French forces face a tough, long fight there. Experts also believe the conflict is the start of another humanitarian disaster in Africa. France launched airstrikes Friday to push back rebels in northern Mali.